Okay, let's move on to Bill. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've got osteoarthritis in my left knee, and I want to avoid surgery. When I tuned in last week, you were talking about niacinamide in a $1,500 or milligram doses twice a day. It might help.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was talking about that because since I read a book by Dr. William Kaufman, which was published in 1949, I have not had, and I read that in 1974, by the way, I have not needed to refer anybody for joint surgery because I just followed what Dr. Kaufman proved in about 454 people, namely that a high dose of niacinamide, and it is a high dose, but it's a harmless high dose because our bodies will tell us if it's starting to do harm. I'll get to that in a moment. Anyway, that this high dose would completely control the symptoms of osteoarthritis in over 90%, and the few it didn't completely control, it controlled them so good that they still didn't need joint replacement surgery, even though they still had minor indications with a little pain here and there of their osteoarthritis. But the people I've been working with, sir, some of them have been bone on bone, according to their x-rays, and yet, within 3 to 4 weeks after starting the niacinamide, just like Dr. Kaufman said, the pain starts to subside, and by about the third or fourth month, oh my goodness, it's not bothering me anymore. And their orthopedic surgeons usually are either amazed or walk out of the room when they find that, despite the way the x-ray looks, that person's doing good, sir.
Okay, I also had a question about Parkinson's.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any recommendation for relief of the symptoms of Parkinson's?
Well, for one, Dr. Abram Hoffer, who worked with niacinamide also, his focus was mostly on mental health. He pointed out that niacinamide would help some. He did not say all. But he pointed out that niacinamide would help some of the symptoms of Parkinson's, because remember, that's in the brain, and his focus was mental health, all right. So he worked with people with mental health problems who had Parkinson's, gave niacinamide, and not only did it help the mental health problems, but some of their Parkinson's got better. It's amazing that natural molecules usually do more than one thing. Patent medicines, if they do more than one thing, I'm sorry, they usually injure us. Okay, now besides that, in Parkinson's, another focus is on the fact that, as you know, people are given patent medicines called L-DOPA and carbidopa, and all those DOPA things do is turn into what's called dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that needs extra help, carries messages back and forth between neurons. That's all that neurotransmitter means. But that neurotransmitter needs extra help in people with Parkinson's, so they give them DOPA and L-DOPA and carbidopa and all kinds of DOPAs. Well, funny thing, sir, but there's a botanical out there that's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for Parkinson's for as long as there's been Ayurvedic medicine. And guess what? It's got a lot of natural DOPA in it, and it's on all the shelves in the health food stores. It's called Macuna, M-A-C-U-E-N-A, Macuna, M-A-C-U-N-A. And people tell me that helps their symptoms some. I'm not going to tell you it cures the Parkinson's, but it helps their symptoms some. But then if you're working with doctors skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, what you'll learn is that there's things other than DOPA that help that neurotransmitter flow, and there's at least five or six of them. And one of the key ones happens to be a trace element called rubidium, which hardly any doctors work with. We do work with it at Tomo Clinic because, well, we've got the research files on it and all that. So, yes, there are some things to do. The simplest thing one can do for oneself is go down to the natural food store where they have Macuna on the shelf and try that out. But there are a number of other things that can be helpful, too. Now, everybody at Tomo Clinics knows what those are. And there's a very good chance that many other natural medicine doctors do, too, sir. So you definitely have a fighting chance. I've worked with people who've had 25% improvement in their symptoms, and they can't get any better, but that's a minority. And usually people can get a majority of their symptoms under control just by using the natural things that help the brain to work better in Parkinson's.
Yes. Now, if I take this Macuna, is that contraindicated for the dopamines that I'm taking also?
Well, since the Macuna is a natural source of DOPA, then probably you'd be needing to work with a doc who can tell you whether Gee, would that be too much if you used the both of them? Should you cut back on this one a little? Should you cut back on that one a little? But yes, that was a very good question. The carbidopa and those kind of dopas, they do the dopa job, but they also have their adverse effects. Macuna rarely has adverse effects. But you need to work with the doctor for it to solve that one, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.